People are driving from all over to 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. They're driving for the ultimate car shopping experience and giving McCarthy dealerships 5-star reviews like these. Best experience yet. Great to work with. Excellent customer service experience. Come see for yourself. Shop over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles with our lowest prices and log on to kccars.com for quick and easy credit pre-approval. We're looking forward to exceeding your expectations. Visit us today at any of our 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations.
Deion Clisso with Preps KC with Goddard coach Tom Beeson. And coach, you guys have drawn Bishop Miege in the state championship game, but playing deep into the season is not unfamiliar for Goddard. Up in 5A, you've been in the state championship game, in the semifinals. So this isn't new for you guys. What do you like about how your team's playing as you head into this game on Saturday?
Well, I don't know that we're not the least talented kids in all the teams left playing in Kansas. You know, we struggle sometimes athletically here and there. We're not as big as maybe we'd like to be. We're certainly not as fast. But I would put my team next to any team in Kansas when it comes down to, like, heart and mettle and moxie and playing like you have a purpose. That's just who our guys are, man. We never have an opportunity where we feel like we're down and out, where we can't make a run at a game. And we really play with a little chip on our shoulder. And you can use any cliche you want. But my kids love to battle. And we don't put anybody away because we're not very good offensively, because it's probably my fault. I'm the coordinator. but outside of that, man, defensively and special teams, we're nails. Attitude and effort, we're nails. And my kids just love football and love Goddard and love to represent their town.
Well, your run through the playoffs, I mean, you know, 21-7 over Andover Central, 28-14 over Wellington, and then a 15-14 win over McPherson. So you guys are used to being into tough games in the fourth quarter. You feel like that's been an advantage for you as you've gone on and just having that ability to say, hey, we know how to win these close games?
Yeah, I think that there's something to that. I think there's something, not panicking, kids understanding that the time on the clock is still your friend. As long as it hadn't ticked to zero yet, and they're going to blow one more whistle, you still got a chance to score. We've actually been tied or down at every halftime. I think it's 5 of the last 6 weeks, which doesn't sound like we're a very good club, like we really struggle. But I'll tell you that it's some of that is just it's been we had a couple bad weather nights. We had a night where we couldn't hold on to the rock. We had some just a very strange set of circumstances where we just kept putting ourselves behind the eight ball over and over again. But no matter what those circumstances were to get us in that situation, the one thing that's kept us pulling through and pulling out wins week in and week out is just the heart of our kids is pretty unmatched. And we're really proud of that. Our routines we would do in our off season and our summer program and our commitment level to our kids, and their commitment level to us as coaches, we feel like is championship caliber. And I think that's why we're here in this situation again.
Well, you talked about how well your defense has played. When you look at Bishop Miege, what's the thing that kind of jumps off the page at you right off the bat?
The thing is, you know, when you play 5A, 4A football in Kansas, every team that's good is still good. They've got good players across the board. But you can still find maybe the weakest of the five linemen, or maybe a receiver that doesn't need to be double covered because he's maybe not a target, or, you know, some quarterbacks can run and some can throw, but few can do both. But these guys this week are unlike other teams that we see week in and week out, because they don't have any weaknesses. I know that they, on their own radio show, I think they mentioned earlier this week, I heard, you know, well, they got this injury or that injury. And I'm thinking, my goodness, if these guys that we're seeing on film are the ones that are playing for the injured guys. I mean, I don't like to hear any kids hurt, but geez, those kids must be on a whole nother level. So we understand. We don't make any bones about maybe we're not as athletic or as gifted athletically maybe as some of the guys that they'll play. But I'll tell you what, that's something that's out of our control. What's directly in our control is our response to that adversity and our willingness to go scrap. And that's something, I'll tell you what, that I feel super confident in.
How do you like your special teams in a game like that where effort is a huge thing? You feel like your special teams can make a huge impact?
We've had a really good run of coaches being consistent in our program. We've had the same core group of guys, even through a head coaching change this last year, that has stuck together and stuck with it. My special teams coordinator, Matt Busby, he kind of was under me a few years back, and then he went and kind of ventured out on his own and just takes care of it. And I'll tell you what, Coach Buzz has that. His special teams are under his thumb. He knows what to do, when to do, how to do. We have a few things we have wrinkled in to take chances if we feel like the opportunities are there. Special teams and defensively, we feel as we're as solid as any program in the state.
Well, for Miege, when you go against their defense, what type of things really kind of make you say, hey, we've got to be ready for this when we play their defense?
Well, their defensive line is really talented. They technique work really well. You can tell they work on it in practice a lot. They do an excellent job of squeezing with their defensive ends, any kind of inside release by the tackle. And that's something that we can appreciate because we also coach it that way. And we see some kind of lazy teams throughout the year that don't do a good job of coaching that. But when you see a superior team like Miege, they do a really good job of teaching those little fundamental things, and their players take pride in doing it right. You can tell by the way they play. Their three inside linebackers are just dudes. The one guy, 33 Downing, is his man-child. So between those guys and their free safety that sits back there at about 20 yards and is the fastest guy in the field, man, they're something to behold defensively.
Well, this team, these seniors, when they were sophomores, they were in the state championship game, and I know I'm trying not to bring up bad memories, but that was as good a game, as close a game. How have they taken that, being in that game as sophomores, and then now being back in, and even though it's a different class and a different opponent, but being back in that game again this year?
Well, I think that, you know, my guys that are seniors now that lived through that game as sophomores, that still to this day is the greatest game I've ever been a part of. Winning or losing, just as far as how the game played out and the magnitude of it and the functionality of how the game went down at the very end and the emotional roller coaster that it was something kind of for the ages. But I'll tell you this, starting that day when they were sophomores and we got beat in double overtime by one dang point and they missed getting their chance to get a ring, at that moment on the bus ride home leaving Pittsburgh, Kansas, you should have heard the determination in their voice, both when they were going to be juniors, which last year they helped lead our team to, we were 11-0 and lost by a score at the very end of the game last year to be in the same situation again. And then this year leading us all the way to the championship, the determination that you could hear in their voice back when they were sophomores, they were ready to go play. They were ready to go be men and take on the mantle for those guys that were leaving. And I think they've done a really good job in the last 2 years. We've won a lot of ball games together, and we may not be as good as some of the teams we play on a stat sheet or on a roster, but I wouldn't put anybody above my guys as far as willingness to play the game the right way.
Well, Coach, it should be a fantastic game. Good luck, and we really appreciate you taking time with us.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate you guys.